So it'll be first and 10. Officials will mark it right at midfield. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ruidoso Warriors football on KRUI 1490. Also streaming live tonight. So it's first and 10 for the Warriors at the 50-yard line. Great field position to start the ball game. Warriors will have twins out to the left, single receiver to the right. Gast is in the gun. Man in motion to the right side, awaiting the snap. He gets it, and he gives it up the middle to Mora. Mora goes to the far sideline, gets a huge gain across the 45, and they're going to mark it at the 43-yard line, 7 yards on the carry.
Yeah, that was a great carry by Mora. It was just a little handoff, and he got 8 yards there on the left-hand side.
So second down and two, receivers left and right for the Warriors. Slot to the left, and the give out of the gun. It'll go. Gabe Dorme, 40, 35, 30, turns it to the near sideline, to the 20. Gabe down to the 15, and that's the Warriors' first down.
Yeah, great run there, Tom, by Gabe Dorme. Just followed his blockers all the way there and picked up some good yards.
He did, all the way to the 15. First and 10 for the Warriors right there. Gast is in the gun. He'll send twins to the right. Gives it to Moore. Up the middle he goes. Lee puts his head down to the 10. A gain of 5. Second down and 5 for the Warriors. Are you impressed the way they're moving the defensive line for the Tigers right now?
What a quick start by the Warriors is all I can say. You know, and they're just bam-bam plays, and they're getting yards.
And that's a much bigger defensive line for Alamogordo. But Ruidoso slicing through it. Here's the give again to Mora. Maybe gets to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 9 for Ruidoso. They're going to have to start making adjustments to the Tigers if they want to stop that run, Derek.
Yeah, that's for sure. The Warriors are just running at will at them, and they're not stopping them at all. Their line is confused, it looks like.
No gain on the play. Second down and 5. A slot to the right, and we have got, some laundry down at the 10-yard line.
That was encroachments on the defense. 5 yards. It's a first down, Tom.
Is that a first down? It is. You got an eagle eye there, buddy.
It's good to be back, Tom. I'm ready for this.
Glad to have you back for Warriors football. First and goal now for the Warriors at the 5-yard line. Again, Gas under center this time. Here's the toss. It'll go to Powell, and he just walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Warriors!
What a start there, Tom. That was the best start the Warriors could come out and have. And Alamogordo is stunned right now.
They got to be 50-yard drive for the Warriors to begin the ball game, and now the point after coming. Cody Powers will try it out of the hold of Gabe Dorme, and his crowd loving it here with 10:15 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Warriors on their first drive of the ball game. There's the snap. The kick is on the way, and Cody into the trees. It's good. And with 10:15 to go, first quarter, here Warriors on the Bull Ring touchdown lead, 7-0. Warriors football continues in a moment.
Albertsons of Ruidoso is a proud supporter of Ruidoso Warriors football. Somebody else will. And go Warriors.
7-0 Ruidoso on the first drive, and the PAT successful being brought to you by Subway Sandwiches. Subway Sandwiches, two locations here in Ruidoso. And with the scoring drive being brought to you by Sierra Blanca Motors, here's Derek Morgan.
That was a 50-yard, 5-play touchdown drive by the Warriors, finished off by a 5-yard run by Layson Powell, put his head down and got the touchdown, and then Cody Powers tacked on the extra point. So the Warriors are up 7-0 with 10:15 left in the first quarter.
And Powers with the boot and a high elephant kick. It's short and a fair catch at the 30, but we got a flag across the way.
Pretty sure we had offsides on us on that one.
Yeah, so they'll have to move it back to the 35. That's going to shorten the field for the Alamogordo Tigers. Now, they've got two big old tight ends out there who are going to be on the field for this kick. And I hear they're pretty fast, too, Derek.
Yeah, they've got some speed on this team. We saw them during the 7-on-7s during the summer, and there was a lot of speed out there for the Tigers.
Well, let's see if the Warriors can match up with that speed tonight as Powers will try to re-kick it this time at the 35-yard line. Two men are deep for the Tigers. 7-0 our score here on Powell's run into the end zone 5 yards out, and it's 7-0 after the kick. 10:15 to go, and boy, I tell you, Warriors got a lot of momentum on offense ever since week one.
Oh, yeah, man, they're pumped up, and they think they're pumped to be here at home.
You know it. All right, Cody Powers will try to kick it off again. Here's the kick. It's an elephant kick, a high one at the 50.
Oh!
And right coming underneath it. Yeah, is that Dorme? Did he catch it? Or is it the Warriors football again?
That was...
See some yellow on the field, so...
Well, that was actually Javi that caught it.
Was it Javi?
Ball.
Okay,
yes,
Javi.
Sir.
Otero, now there's a flag in the backfield of Alamogordo. The ball did go 10 yards.
That it did.
And they did catch it at the 48.
Yeah, they did. The officials are discussing it right now. So
that should be back to the water, shouldn't it?
It seems like it would be, Tom, but let's see if these refs are going to call something hunky-dory.
Well, let's see here. Derek, what's your eagle eye say?
Oh, I don't know.
Holding are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
But well, Javi caught it at the 48, and that's where the ball is, and the referee is going to march it across the 50 to the 45 to the Warrior 40, now to the 39-yard line.
It looks like our defense is out there, too. So.
All right, so they're not going to get the ball back. I don't understand that one. I guess the holding penalty nullified that play. But Alamogordo will get good field position at their own 40-yard line, first and 10, with their quarterback Brandon Martin, number 10. He sends receivers left and right.